This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. COVID tests via blood test or nasal passage swab may be replaced by a non-invasive test in the future. Researchers from Mexico analyzed sweat from COVID patients to detect metabolic biomarkers. They identified unique chemical signatures in acute COVID infection, including elevated levels of ketones and aldehydes, that may offer a non-invasive way to monitor infection and disease progression. The discovery is akin to those that showed that scent dogs, whose sense of smell is much more sensitive than humans, could detect COVID infection in people's sweat as accurately as PCR tests. Montana joins other Mountain West states, Colorado, Utah, California, Nevada, Wyoming, and Idaho, in struggling with decreased summer occupancy as international travelers pull back from the U.S. Western U.S. states are grappling with a significant decline in occupancy rates, largely attributed to a sharp decrease in international travelers, especially from Canada, Western Europe, and Mexico, who have traditionally been big contributors to the region's tourism industry. Domestic travel growth has been insufficient to offset the drop in international visitors, causing a major slowdown for mountain destinations that have long relied on international tourism to drive revenue and occupancy during the summer season. Booking data shows that for the first time in years, the Western U.S. is seeing a prolonged slump in bookings. In May 2025, bookings to mountain destinations across seven major Western states fell for the sixth consecutive month, a trend not seen since the COVID-19 pandemic. Colorado, once a leading mountain destination, has experienced one of the hardest hits in the downturn. Occupancy rates for the month of May 2025 dropped 15% compared to the previous year. In Western states, bookings from Canada have plummeted by more than 55%, and from Western Europe by more than 35%. The decline in international arrivals marks a stark shift from previous years, when travelers from these regions made up a significant portion of the summer tourist influx to U.S. mountain destinations. This downward trend is primarily driven by international travelers' reluctance to book trips to the U.S. due to hostility from the Trump administration in immigration policy, trade tariffs, and a constantly shifting environment around traveler and visitor policy. The Republican Montana Superintendent of Public Instruction was cited for drunk driving in late June. Susie Hedelin, Montana's Superintendent of Public Instruction, was cited for speeding and driving under the influence. Police testimony written in an affidavit says that Hedelin was pulled over just before 1 a.m. on June 22nd. Belgrade Police Officer Jacob Eichen was on a patrol on Jackrabbit Lane when he saw a car speeding, going 50 miles an hour in a 35 miles an hour zone, so he turned on his lights to pull the car over. Officer Eichen said that the vehicle was slow to react, but eventually pulled over to the side of the road. After telling the driver the reason for the stop, Eichen identified her as Susie Hedelin. He said that she had a dazed expression and fumbled around when rolling down the window. Officer Eichen said Hedelin's eyes were bloodshot and he could smell alcohol. He reported that Hedelin said she had had one glass of wine but agreed to a sobriety test and a preliminary alcohol screening test. Both showed that she was under the influence of alcohol. Hedelin refused a breathalyzer, opting instead for a blood test, for which she was transported to Bozeman Deaconess Hospital. Hedelin is being charged for driving under the influence of alcohol. This is the first time she's been cited for DUI. Hedelin was released from the Gallatin County Detention Center the same day as her arrest after posting an $885 cash bond.
This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.